Bitmain's staking strategy reaches a new milestone. This is huge. Bitmain has taken the crypto world by storm by staking a massive amount of Ethereum. It's like they're saying, we believe in Ethereum's future.
Absolutely. They've added 186,560 ETH to their stake, bringing their total to 1.53 million ETH. At current prices, that's over $5 billion. Talk about a game changer for Ethereum staking ecosystem.
Wow, that's a staggering figure. It's not just about money. It's a bold statement of confidence in Ethereum's security and long-term potential.
A $5 billion vote of confidence, this move, isn't just about profit. Bitmain is literally betting their credibility on Ethereum's ability to thrive as a smart contract platform.
Exactly. With 1.53 million ETH, they now own about 4% of the total staked ETH on the network. That's a massive chunk of influence.
This level of participation shows how much Bitmain is committed to Ethereum's future. They're not just holding assets, they're actively contributing to the network's security.
The $5 billion valuation of their stake is a strong signal to the market. It's proof that institutions are starting to see Ethereum's staking economy as a viable investment.
And it's a shift in how large crypto holders are managing their assets. Instead of just sitting on their holdings, they're participating in blockchain governance.
Understanding the staking rush Bitmain's strategy is part of a bigger trend. More investors, both big and small, are diving into Ethereum staking.
The validator entry queue is buzzing. People are racing to stake their ETH because it's a way to earn passive income while securing the blockchain.
It's a win-win for everyone. Staking turns idle crypto into productive assets, and it also strengthens the network's security.
For institutions like Bitmain, this is now a key part of their treasury strategy. They're optimizing returns while supporting Ethereum's infrastructure.
Implications for the Ethereum network. This influx of capital is reshaping Ethereum's future. First and foremost, it's boosting the network's security.
A higher total value staked, TVS, makes it way harder for anyone to attack the network. You'd need an impossible amount of ETH to even try.
That's a huge win for Ethereum's resilience. It ensures the network stays robust and reliable for years to come.
But there's a flip side. Bitmain's stake is so large, it raises questions about decentralization. If a few entities control most of the staked ETH, could that threaten the network's balance?
Absolutely. Decentralization is Ethereum's core, but a concentration of power could create vulnerabilities. This is a critical challenge for the network's long-term health.
Third, Bitmain's move is a clear market signal. It shows institutional confidence in Ethereum's staking economy and its potential for growth.
The rewards from staking are becoming so competitive that they can rival traditional investments. That's why more players are jumping in.
The evolution of institutional crypto strategy, this is a big shift. In the past, institutions just held crypto for value, but now they're actively engaging with blockchain ecosystems.
Staking has become a cornerstone for institutions. It's not just about making money. It's about contributing to the network's security and long-term success.
For Bitmain, this strategy aligns their interests with Ethereum's future. It's a win for both the company and the network.
The validator market is also evolving. As more entities enter, competition for staking rewards is heating up. That's driving innovation in staking services.
Platforms like Staking as a Service are making it easier for smaller investors to participate. It's expanding access and ensuring broader governance.
Challenges and considerations, but there are risks too. One major concern is centralization. If a single entity controls too much staked ETH, it could sway the network's direction.
While Ethereum's POS is designed to distribute power, large stakes could create bottlenecks. Safeguards are needed to prevent one group from dominating.
Another challenge is financial risk. Staking rewards aren't guaranteed and can fluctuate. Institutions need to diversify and stay liquid to weather market swings.
Market signals and future outlook Bitmain's move is a bellwether for the crypto market. Their actions reflect growing institutional confidence in blockchain governance.
This trend is likely to accelerate as more players recognize the value of staking. Ethereum's future is being shaped by these big bets.
Looking ahead, Ethereum's upgrades, like Ethereum 2 and Layer 2 solutions, will further enhance its capabilities. Staking will only become more attractive.
Conclusion: a new era for crypto participation. Bitmain's staking milestone is a turning point. They've not only secured a massive return, but also solidified their role as a key player in the blockchain ecosystem.
This shift toward active participation is redefining how institutions interact with crypto. Staking is no longer just about rewards, it's about shaping the future of blockchain.